The Centers on Fathers and Families filed a brief before the U.S. Supreme Court saying David Oakley has a constitutional right to have as many kids as he wants. Three female justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court agreed, but four male justices prevailed. Scott Sussman calls it a bad ruling and is concerned that more fathers who can't or won't pay child support will be ordered not to have kids.
It's going to lead to further encroachment on a fundamental right for particularly for low-income families, and I think it's going to coerce abortions, and I think that that's a very bad fundamental precedent.
Neither Sussman nor UW Law Professor Gordon Baldwin are surprised that the U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear Oakley's case. There was no other state Supreme Court ruling which contradicted this one. Furthermore, says Baldwin, the nation's high court reviews only a fraction of the cases presented.
Well, there's some good arguments that suggested that this condition of probation might be questionable. It wasn't of sufficient importance to trigger review.
Unlike Sussman from the Centers for Fathers and Families, Baldwin doesn't necessarily think more judges will try and prevent deadbeat dads from having kids. Baldwin points out that it's hard to pay child support while in prison. David Oakley got 3 years prison from a Manitowoc County judge for not paying $25,000 support. Oakley had 9 kids with 4 different women. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.